This is 99.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Police in Idaho say a man armed with a rifle started a wildfire on Sunday on a mountain, then began shooting when firefighters showed up. Kootenai County Sheriff Bob Norris.
At approximately 2 o'clock, firefighters broadcast that they were being shot at on Canfield Mountain.
The third firefighter was shot and wounded. The gunman also found dead of a gunshot wound. Well, they finally broke for the night.
Under the previous order, the Senate stands adjourned until 9 a.m.
Members of the Senate expected to vote today on the big budget bill President Trump once passed. Democrats demanded that the bill be read aloud. It's nearly 1,000 pages and took nearly 16 hours to do so. Republican Senator Tom Tillis, one of only two Republican no votes on the bill, announcing he will not seek re-election in North Carolina. President Trump speaking out against him on social media. Trade talks with Canada resuming after Canada rescinded its plan to tax U.S. tech firms. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Aylin. The 32-year-old Milwaukee police officer critically injured in a shooting last week has died. Officer Kendall Carter was shot several times in his arm and chest, causing severe internal injuries. Carter, who died Sunday, was one of two officers shot while responding to a shots fired call on the city's north side Thursday night. At the Capitol, Democrats have been watching Republicans grapple over the budget. On WISN-TV's Up Front, Milwaukee State Senator LaTanya Johnson says they're firm on voting against the Republican proposals. Republican leadership would need Democratic support to get the budget ready by the end of today. And keep safety in mind for the 4th of July holiday. The Wisconsin State Patrol reminds you to check your vehicle's tires, make sure the washer fluid, coolant, and oil levels are all good to go, and have a jump pack just in case. If you do find yourself on the side of the road, stay buckled up and call for help. Tad Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
A mix of clouds and sunshine with an isolated shower or thunderstorm possible this afternoon. Our high today, right around 80. Tonight, mostly clear. We'll drop to the low 60s. Tomorrow, a whole lot of sunshine with a high right around 84. How does this sound? Faster internet and you pay less. You can do it with Whole Home Connect. Call them today, 800-217-9129. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 65.
99.7 Maximum Hits, 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant joining you on Monday morning with NSYNC on Max FM.
Start a fight. I know this can't be right. Hey, baby, come on. I love you endlessly. other stations play
the greatest songs for napping. We're keeping you going with more Maximum Hits.
99.7 Max FM.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave Grant. 6:11 on Monday morning. Hope you're having a great day so far. The morning show is powered by the Powerline Coffee Company. power your day with Powerline Coffee. They're located right here on 108 3rd Street in downtown Baraboo. Open 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. 7 days a week. Stop on by and get your morning started with Powerline Coffee. Let's take a quick look at our weather forecast. Today, we do have a chance of showers and thunderstorms later this morning into early afternoon. Partly foggy with a high of 82. Tonight, slight chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly clear with a low of 62. Tuesday, sunny, a high of 83. Wednesday, sunny, a high of 85. Now, I know everyone's curious about the 4th of July weekend. Thursday, we have a chance for afternoon showers and thunderstorms, a high of 85 on July 4th. We are looking at afternoon shower and thunderstorm chances, mostly sunny with a high of 88. Those shower and thunderstorm chances continue into the evening hours, just slight chances increasing later on after midnight. So we will keep tabs on the 4th of July. It's a little too close to or too far out to predict exactly what's going to happen on July 4th yet. Currently 65 degrees and foggy outside of the Weckert Great Day building in the Max FM studios, current 3rd and Oak. I can tell you, looking from the studio this morning, I can see about one block away with the fog. So if you're out and about this morning in the Max FM listening area, please slow down. Allow extra time to go where you need to go with this fog this morning. Lots of things going on this week. We have the Farmers Market back in downtown Baraboo Wednesday, 8 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. on the Courthouse Square right in front of our studios in the 500 block of Oak Street. We also have Barabooms brought to you by Festival Fireworks. That starts at 5 p.m. at the UW-Baraboo-Platteville Sauk County campus. Live music, food, fireworks at dusk. This is also brought to you by 99.7 Max FM. Now, speaking of fireworks, this was caught on camera. This is absolutely crazy. A groundskeeper on a mower at the Petumo California High School ran over a firework, which caused his mower to lift almost a half a foot off the ground. Here are the maintenance workers talking about this incident.
It was not funny. He probably can get someone can get hurt or something. Yeah, it was a big explosion.
I mean, it's kind of scary, you know, because we do this on a daily basis, and then all of a sudden this happens. So I guess now even cutting grass, you know, you can end up in the hospital.
So, yes, this was in Petumo, California. High school maintenance worker ran over a firework, caused his mower to lift a half a foot off the ground. That is absolutely crazy. I just, you know, that was something that had happened, and no one was seriously injured in the explosion. And it sounds like maybe this firework was not, it had not been detonated or whatever you want to call it. It was an illegal firework, and he apparently suffered a minor wrist injury, according to the news reports I'm looking at, and the Petumo Police and Fire are investigating it. So, yeah, it was a large illegal firework at the high school. So his was lifted about 5 inches or so off the ground as a result of the blast, and they don't know if it was a prank, but obviously this is not funny. And the general rule of thumbs for those that are purchasing those types of ordinances, I'll call them, if it goes up or blows up, it is not legal to use. So, yes, sparklers are okay, but anything that goes up or blows up is not legal in the listening area. So, save your money, save your fingers. That's all I'm going to say. I can definitely tell you it's no fun working with one hand. This is life experience talking right now. Nothing to do with fireworks, of course, but yes, only having one hand available in your daily duties or whatever you want to call it, trying to get things done, no fun. And this is looking like this probably will be for the foreseeable future. So, you know, fireworks can cause those types of damage. So coming from the guy who's operating with one hand, yeah, don't be that person. Trust me. And, you know, the dogs don't like it either. I mean, that's the other part of it. So I know our dog is not a fan of the fireworks. So, yeah, we'll be surely hearing some of that this week, because I think everyone likes to set those off throughout the week after, the week before. So, yep, just please be considerate also of those that may be suffering from PTSD as well. So that's definitely no joking matter when it comes to the use of illegal fireworks. I'll get off my soapbox. And no, I'm not buying any. I joked around with my coworker, sent a picture. I actually got out shopping Friday night for the first time in a month, and there was fireworks in the grocery store. So I sent a picture of that to my coworkers, and they're like, get away from those. You don't need those. You have one good hand. Don't mess that one up. So yeah. had a little bit of fun with them as well. I did not buy any. The reason I took the picture was it was a taco firework, so I thought that was pretty funny. The morning show is powered by the Powerline Coffee Company. Power your day with Powerline Coffee. Coming up, we'll look at sports news by Bad English on Max FM.
A new deal for Bobby.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports basketball. The Milwaukee Bucks offering Bobby Portis Jr. a 3-year contract extension worth $44 million. Portis asks why he's grateful Doc Rivers is his head coach.
You know, sometimes you get put in a box and not get to display what you can really do. So I'm thankful for Doc just letting me just play ball and just letting the game come to me. And it's been easier to go out there and just play the game the way I know how to play.
Meanwhile, Kevin Porter Jr. has declined the Bucks' offer to stay in Milwaukee and is instead headed to free agency. Baseball. Brewers have the day off. They travel to New York, where they'll face the Mets tomorrow night. The crew losing in extra innings yesterday to the struggling Colorado Rockies, 4-3. Not enough production at the plate, said Pat Murphy.
We had 3 hits through the 9th inning, I believe, and one was a bloop and one was an infield hit. We had 4 hits. And 2 homers that were timely and great. More and more, we couldn't finish the job.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your hometown station.
Sometimes I wonder how I'd ever make it through this world without having you. Just wouldn't have a clue. 'Cause sometimes it seems like this world's closing in on me, and there's no way of breaking free. And then I see you reach for me. Sometimes I wanna give up, wanna give in, I wanna quit the fight. And then I see you, baby. Everything's alright. Everything's alright. When I see you smile, I can face the world. Oh, you know I can do anything. When I see you smile, see a ray of light. See you smile, baby, when I see you smile at me. Oh yeah. Baby, there's nothing in this world that could ever do what the touch of your hand can do. It's like nothing that I ever knew. Falling, I don't feel it, 'cause you're here with me now. I wanna look at you, baby. It's all. I can face the world. Oh, you know I see you smile. Oh yeah, baby, when I see you smile, smile at me.
And more 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave Grant. 6:25 on Monday morning. The morning show is powered by the Powerline Coffee Company. Power your day with Powerline Coffee. They are located at 108 3rd Street in Baraboo. Open 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. 7 days a week. Coming up this week, we have a little bit of a revised schedule for our big deals of the day. We are going, because we're not going to be here Friday, we're going to actually be off on Friday, so we're changing a few things up. So tomorrow, we're going to have a flash sale. That flash sale, we're also changing up. I have some exciting news on that. Flash sale tomorrow, I'll give you a preview. We're going to have a discount on the Mead King in Rock Springs. So tune in tomorrow at 6 a.m. That's the only hint I'm giving you. Flash sale tomorrow morning. Then our big deal of the day on Wednesday will be half off the $25 certificate to Family Values Thrift. Then we're also going to have a big deal of the day on Thursday, and that'll be half off a certificate to Sandy Shores and Tubing and Resort. They're a pool tubing, and this is for a pond tubing admission certificate. This looks cool. They're located just outside of Wisconsin Dells. And guess what? You want to be in the water this week. So We're going to hook you up with those deals. So flash sale tomorrow, big deals today, Wednesday, Thursday. Also, this morning, if you want an extra 9.97% off everything at MaxFMBigDeals.com, enter the promo code MORNINGS, M-O-R-N-I-N-G-S. This will get you an extra 9.97% off everything in your cart at MaxFMBigDeals.com. And today is the last opportunity to use that special code. So if you've been waiting to purchase something, go over there, get everything in your cart, use the promo code MORNINGS, M-O-R-N-I-N-G-S, for an extra 9.97% off our already low prices over at MaxFMBigDeals.com. Shop local and save big. It seems appropriate that this discussion came up this morning. Last night I was watching Fast and Furious 6, and I see this morning that the final Fast and Furious movie will bring back Paul Walker's character. Yes, you heard me correctly. The 11th and final Fast and Furious movie has been slated for release on April of 2027, and it will mark the return of Paul Walker. Yes, you heard me correctly. Now, as we know, Paul Walker passed away. So Vin Diesel says the finale will include a reunion of their characters, Dom and Brian. Obviously, Paul Walker can't actually come back since he did pass away in that car accident in 2013. But if you recall, that happened during the filming of Fast and Furious 7. So they used digital effects plus Paul's brother Cody and Caleb Walker to finish a movie and give Brian a proper send-off. It seems logical they'll do the same for the final film. Now, Brian was not killed off. He simply retired to spend time with his family, if you remember the end of Fast and Furious 7. So, yes, that is currently the plan, is that he will be Brian's character will return to Fast and Furious 11 in April 2027, and it is the last movie of the Fast and Furious franchise. So that is, you know, a little bit tough to hear that. I mean, I've been watching that since the original movie. We won't go into a discussion on radio of what Dave has done with automobiles in the past. I will just say much younger, a lot smarter, and a lot older now. So yes, this movie definitely holds a special place in my heart. We'll just leave it at that. And then as I was watching Fast and Furious 6 last night, it was on one of the antenna channels, I realized I still haven't watched Fast and Furious 10. We've watched all the Fast and Furious movies, watched most of them in the theater. We did not get to see Fast and Furious 10 in the theater. We actually own the movie. I know that sounds old school. It's on Blu-ray. And so we'll either stream or watch that. Wendy, please mark it on the calendar. We need to watch it. Maybe we'll do that Thursday night or something along those lines, because I definitely want to see that movie. I talked about it. I was like, oh, yeah, I should do that over one of these weekends. And I kind of forgot about it. And so now, you know, here's my reminder as we're talking about this, that I want to go watch that movie. Yeah, it's, I know I'll enjoy it. We have our surround sound set up in the, well, our living room, aka Dave's bedroom right now as well. So yeah, what are your thoughts on the Fast and Furious being the last movie coming out in April 2027? Text me, let me know. 608-355-9970, or you can text via the free Civic Media app. Look for Max Mouse. Tap on 99.7 Max FM. Tap that text button, or you can also leave a voice memo. New feature of that. So text me and let me know what your thoughts are on the final Fast and Furious movie, and what are your thoughts about bringing Brian back? I want to also know your thoughts on that. So let me know. 608-355-9970. Coming up, we'll have a look at weather news by Prince on Max FM.
When you're looking for a bank, you want one that understands your needs and is committed to your community. That's why so many people choose Baraboo State Bank. They offer a wide range of banking products and services, including personal checking and savings accounts, business banking, loans, and more. But what really sets them apart is their commitment to customer service. They go above and beyond to make sure you're happy by offering convenient online and mobile banking. Visit their website at Baraboo.com. Baraboo State Bank, banking better together since 1857. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. The Army National Guard has taught me the value of showing respect to those I come in contact with each day. My service also allows me to be there for my community in ways others can't. I help my hometown recover after nature strikes. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country and those I care about safe from threats. I also work with a network of professionals that help me succeed and accomplish the mission. Plus, the Army National Guard education benefits make getting a higher education a reality. Being an Army National Guard soldier makes living and serving in my community more rewarding every day. Learn how you, too, can live and serve part-time, close to home, by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on max.fm/contest-terms.
Max FM weather brought to you by SSM Health, providing high quality, compassionate, and personalized care to communities across Wisconsin. SSMHealth.com.
Max FM, Gem City weather.
A mix of clouds and sunshine with an isolated shower or thunderstorm possible this afternoon. Our high today, right around 80. Tonight, mostly clear. We'll drop to the low 60s. Tomorrow, a whole lot of sunshine with a high right around 84. How does this sound? Faster internet and you pay less. You can do it with Whole Home Connect. Call them today, 800-217-9129. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 65.
99.7% hits.
My feel good radio station.
99.7 Max FM.
Maximum Hits, 99.7 Max FM. More music, mornings with Dave Grant. It is 6:36 on Monday morning.
The morning show is powered by the Powerline Coffee Company. Part of your day with Powerline Coffee, located at 108 3rd Street in downtown Baraboo. Open at 7 a.m. today. Stop on by. Get that caffeine fix now. Coffee, it's a great way to start a Monday morning. Trust me, they have some great coffee. Go try the Turtle Latte. That is something that I highly recommend. That is, All right, now I'm thinking about coffee. I better get back to music with Bon Jovi on Max FM. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM, 640 on Monday morning. The morning show is powered by the Powerline Coffee Company. Power your day with Powerline Coffee. They're located 108 3rd Street in downtown Baraboo, opening shortly at 7 a.m. Bon Jovi, Living on a Prayer, seems like such an appropriate song. With everything going on in our world right now, I have to say, Wendy and I did get through the weekend, and we'll talk a little bit more about that when Emily comes on with me at 7:10 this morning. But just listening to the words of that song this morning as I'm in studio definitely makes me appreciate Bon Jovi just a little bit more this morning. That definitely adding that to my summer library theme song. And so for those that probably have not heard, and I would be surprised if you hadn't, unfortunately, I sustained an injury exactly 1 month ago today. And so that has been not a fun experience. Limits a lot of things I can do physically because I unfortunately injured my shoulder and have been through a couple of procedures now. And yeah, I'm not going to let it knock me down. I'll get up again. There you go, Chumbawamba. All the references there. One day, one of my coworkers definitely messed with our playlist here. So, and that's our themes this summer. So yes, we're going to plow through it. And Emily and I'll touch on it just a little bit this morning. I'll give a quick brief update. Speaking of an update, let's get an update on our weather forecast. Today, patchy fog to start the day. Chance of showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. Partly sunny, high of 82. Tonight, shower and thunderstorm chances mostly clear with the low of 62. On Tuesday, sunny, a high of 83. Wednesday, sunny, a high of 85. Shower chances return Wednesday late in the afternoon, early evening. Thursday, shower and thunderstorms in the afternoon. Sunny, a high of 85. 4th of July, we have a chance of afternoon showers and thunderstorms with a high of 88. We'll keep tabs on that. It's a little too far out to predict what the weather is exactly going to do on Friday. Looking at a couple different models right now, and there's nothing conclusive. So we're not going to call anything about the rain right now until we get closer to Friday. We'll talk more about it on Thursday. Currently, it is 65 degrees and foggy outside of the Weicker Great Day Building and the Max FM studios at the corner of 3rd and Oak. As a reminder, if you're traveling through the Max FM listening area, give yourself an extra minute or two to go where you need to go. The fog is out this morning. And as a reminder, turn your headlights on. Low beams, please, so people can see you. Just because you can see them does not mean that they can see you. So, yes, be careful with the fog this morning. Now, speaking of being careful, Beyonce had a major mishap at her homecoming show in Houston Saturday night. She was in a convertible car that gets raised up and transported around the stadium on cables. The car began tilting and she quickly stopped the song. Later, she thanked the audience. And so she said, "Whenever I fall, I know you catch me." And this clip was made up of three different fan cam videos. So again, Beyonce had a major mishap at her homecoming show Saturday night. The convertible car that she's transported around in the air had some issues.
This is not normal.
I want to thank y'all for loving me. If ever I fall, I know y'all catch me.
So again, Beyonce was at her homecoming concert this weekend in Houston. The convertible car that gets raised and transported around the stadium on cables. The car began tilting, so she stopped the song, and yes, they got her down. That is not a ride I would want to be on. I mean, I cannot imagine being suspended in the air in some sort of vehicle or other ride and then having it get stuck while you're in the air. Oh, wait, yes. I can't imagine this. It happened. And so many, many years ago, I was at a fair with my oldest niece, Angela, and not to embarrass her too much, she can now legally consume alcohol. So that tells you how long ago this was. So Angela and I were riding around in the elephant ride, and the elephant got stuck in the air with me in it. Yes. So I'm riding around and she is just giggling, having a good time, not realizing the peril we're in. She's thinking the ride is just an extended ride. We're stuck up in the air in the elephant. The ride would not come down and they're trying to figure out what to do to get the ride down. So, you know, my brother, he being the loving parent that he is, and brother was down on the ground laughing. He was holding out for a full fire department rescue to get us down from said elephant ride. Never mind the fact that his oldest daughter is stuck in an amusement ride. He was down there laughing, waiting for the fire department to get called to have to get his oldest daughter and myself out of the elephant ride. Thankfully, they were able to get the ride taken care of. I was able to get down normally. No fire department rescue, thankfully. Yes, there are pictures. No, I've not been on the elephant ride since. Well, now my nieces are a lot older, so I guarantee none of us are going on that elephant ride. But yeah, I feel for Beyonce. I feel her pain. At least I wasn't singing in front of a bunch of people. But yeah, oh my goodness, not a fun experience for her. And so, Beyonce, I'm right there with you. Unfortunately, I was stuck in an elephant. More Music Mornings with Dave to start your Monday. The morning show is powered by the Powerline Coffee Company. Power your day with Powerline Coffee. Coming up, our 50-minute music hour continues with Sly Fox on Max FM.
There's no way around it. Buying or selling your home can be a complicated process. Hi, I'm Mike Wye with Weikert Realtors Great Day Group. I've been licensed in real estate since 1997 and have decades of business experience to help guide you through those complications. Connect you with all the licensed professionals to make the process go smoothly and make sure you are making the right decisions surrounding your investment. Most likely one of the most important decisions of your life. So let me help you simplify the process. When you are ready to buy or sell, reach out to me at 608-393-9372.
Reedsburg Area Medical Center offers patients the latest technology. Here's orthopedic surgeon, Dr. Matthew Neeson.
Part of that technology is a ROSA robot, which is a robot-assisted knee replacement. I still perform the procedure as the surgeon. However, the robot helps me make very precise and accurate cuts. One step further is called the Smart Knee. It's a really exciting technology. It's an actual implant that provides movement data for each patient. I believe it enhances their recovery. It provides them some reassurance that, yeah, I am doing well and I'm headed in the right direction.
Learn more at ramchealth.com.
Power your day with Powerline Coffee. Conveniently located on 3rd Street in downtown Baraboo, enjoy delicious coffee and breakfast items or stop in for lunch. Powerline Coffee has your favorite coffee, tea, soda, or other delicious hot or cold beverages starting at 7 a.m. every day. They serve breakfast sandwiches, pastries, croissant sandwiches, their famous BLT, and so much more. Check out their social media pages for musical entertainment and other events. Power your day with Powerline Coffee.
No more mold, no more damage, no more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass treated door. BCI Bath and Shower, interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
With Progressive's Home Quote Explorer, you can easily find the right home insurance for you, even if it's not with Progressive. But if you don't choose us, then sure, okay, it's not going to work out. We're not going to cry about it or stay awake wondering what our future together would have looked like. We can't get emotionally invested, even if it sounds like we are. Progressive's Home Quote Explorer allows you to easily compare home insurance rates and coverages in one place, even if it's not with us. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. I love you. I shouldn't have said that.
99.7 Sitting with the thinker, trying to work it out. It's a traffic jam of the brain, makes you want to scream and shout. Presidential party, no one wants to dance. Looking for a new star to put you in the trash. Let's go all the way. Let's go all the way. Yeah, 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 yeah. Let's go all the way. Working in a factory. Man, living in fantasy.
Let's go all the way. WRPQ Baraboo.
W279EG Reedsburg.
Is 99.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Ambush on first responders. Two Idaho firefighters killed. The gunman also dead. Police say he set a brush fire on a mountainside near Coeur d'Alene, then opened fire on first responders who showed up to try to put it out. A tactical response team used cell phone data to hone in on an area where they found the suspect's body.